100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storytelling, y'all. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Betty Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. Listen, I have amazing guests that are with us today. You're going to be blown away by these two young ladies. One of them just so happens to be in the book that we spoke of last week, Creating Changes for a Better Tomorrow Starts Today. And we were talking about the four C's. So today I have a young lady with me that I'm going to allow her to introduce herself and tell you where she is hailed from. But again, we're talking about the four C's. Creating change for a better tomorrow. It starts today. And the seed that we will be focused on today is climate change. This book is supported by His Royal Excellence, Sir Clyde Rivers, who is a world civility leader, and is presented by no other than Dr. Anana Pfeiffer Delahome. Now, they're not with us, but my co-authors are, or one of my co-authors, and she has a special guest. So I'm going to ask her to go ahead and introduce herself and tell you where she is hailed from, and then she will allow her guest to introduce herself and tell you where she's hailed from. Guest, are you there?
I am.
Yay!
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, and good day to everyone that is listening. We come here today and definitely will hopefully you will be parting us with some well-thought knowledge on climate change and more. So once again, I am one of the co-authors of the 4Cs book that Dr. Betty Speaks just mentioned. My name is Landra Richards, and I am a soon-to-be graduate at the University of Guyana. I am officially able to say that I have completed my bachelor's degree in biology, and I am now pursuing my ventures into the world of biodiversity and climate change. And it's definitely going to be exciting. And I'm hoping to bring a few of you on the ride that are inspired to change the world one step at a time. So I, aside from doing things that relate to my course on being a biologist and so on, I do things outside of my major, which do include things like modeling, ghostwriting, and a number of other things. I am currently one of the ambassadors at Bless Girls Global. And if you do not know about Bless Girls Global, which you probably do, of course, everybody knows about it. I suggest you go and check out their page and make sure you like and follow their page on Facebook as well and Instagram. The entire your career in meeting and connecting and networking with people that can help you through your journey. Excuse me. Oh, no, it's not Corona, so don't worry. I brought along with me one of my greatest friends. I really think that she'd be resourceful through this because she has been with me through my journey of tackling my goals and achievements. And she's also tackling her own goals and achievements as well. And we have been at a place where we've been lost, but through her and our connection that we share, we are able to be here today and say it is not over. We can still do it and we are continuing to do it. Even though we might feel lost, we know what we want and we will go after it. This is Nadia Ali and an amazing young woman. I'm so glad to have her as a friend and companion. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. Very, very, very good evening and or good night or whatever time zone you're in right now. Hi to you all and thank you guys for listening first and foremost. I am Nadia and I reside in Guyana, South America currently. I came here and I have become a part of these really good organizations due to my friend, my very good friend who just spoke, Ms. Richards. And I thank her every day for recruiting me into these organizations, these one-in-a-lifetime organizations. So getting back to myself, I am a university student currently. I'm heading into third year, which is called the junior year of college. I am also a biology major, and I find this field pretty interesting. And as climate change became a thing in the past, actually, it was a thing all this while, but it's now becoming more and more noticeable. And due to this, I have become really inclined to speaking out and making my voice heard around, platforms. So I really hope to use my voice and inspire and probably, hopefully, educate you people and educate everyone around me about climate change. So lastly, about my goals, I hope that one day I can become a medical doctor, and that's what I'm venturing throughout right now as I navigate throughout this. My friend is here with me, and I'm so happy to have her on board with me. So yeah, I think that's about it, and I think we should get going now.
Thank you. She said, I think we should get going now. I am so fascinated with the both of you. And we spent some time behind the scene earlier just to get familiar with one another. But as you speak about climate change, a lot of people could be wondering, what on earth is climate change? I know when I read a quote, I think Dr. Anana placed something in the chapter, as she said that global warnings and global climate change, we must consider culture change to identify and break old habits that harm our planet. Climate change is an essential threat to our future. Understand your connection to the climate and how we are globally connected. There are small changes we all can do to impact climate justice and restore justice. So when she says that, ring the alarms, the house is on fire, let's listen to life and learn how to save the planet. And when she said that, you know, it gave me a better understanding of like, oh yeah, you know, she's right. And this morning, when I knew that I was going to meet with you ladies, I never listened to the news. And they had this young lady that was on the news talking about climate change. So my my ears just tuned in. People, we don't even talk enough about climate change. When one of the young lady, they had a film of a cow's cough and what comes out of the cough of a cow, how it interferes with the climate, how it changes the climate. And I thought, seriously? A cow?
Yep, it's crazy how we're all intertwined. Their farts as well, methane gas, they produce a lot of that. So
their farts as well, that's what she just said. Even when they poop, you know, when they let out a poop, that fart, it has an effect on climate change. So Landra, I would love for you to give your definition of what climate change is and how it's affecting the world.
So climate change is definitely a topic that is talked about a lot. And they go in schools and teach you that, okay, here's the basics. Climate change is simply when there's a change in weather over a long period of time in certain areas. And this can be in the form of, and this can cause things such as droughts, flooding, tsunamis, and so on and so forth. Anything that is actually associated with negative environmental changes, they would consider it linked to climate change. But the truth is, these things actually do happen naturally. See, drought is normal in certain areas, but when it's prolonged, that is when it becomes a problem. Climate change happens when these things are prolonged and you have constant occurrences of these things, that that's when it becomes something to be concerned about. Because when I hope I'm not going too deep for anybody, and I hope nobody gets confused, but when we talk about climate change, we're talking something deeper than just a weather pattern. We're talking about life in general and how everything is connected and intertwined. We're talking about how things affect each other and how things have a role and niche in each and every single ecosystem. So when we do talk about climate change, we're basically talking about this complex web of how both living and non-living things interact to create changes that can affect us in small and big ways, right? So I'm gonna go back to the point that I mentioned about tsunamis and so on being a normal thing. That is a natural phenomenon. I'm going to tell you that those things aren't bad. They actually do naturally happen. I know for years we've heard about things like we've had volcanic eruptions. We know those things are normal, but these things can change due to what's happening within our atmosphere. The increase of carbon dioxide, methane gases, nitrous oxides, and so on and so forth can cause that change that will then bring problems and create, make these events happen more occasionally and more frequently. And yes, basically that's when we can say, okay, here, listen, we need to sit down and talk about climate change. It's a serious thing, right? So Nadia is actually a second year in biology, and they teach them a lot about these things and how we're all interconnected.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom! Kaboom!
Hi, this is Betty Speaks coming back at you all. I still have Landra here with me. As you know, she was introducing her friend to speak on climate change. We're talking about climate change. I know this show is all about overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. But guess what? A part of overcoming those battles is climate change. And we're talking about the book that we wrote together that we're co-authors in, Landra and myself, but she brought her BFF with her, Creating Change for a Better Tomorrow Starts Today. And again, that subject we're speaking on today is climate change. So, Londra, I'm turning the mic back over to you. Are you there?
Yes, I am here alive and well. And as I was saying, I wanted to give an example of how climate change is intertwined with our everyday life as well as nature and the environment, and how climate change is not just about the change in weather patterns, but it's also about the things that it affects around us and so on and so forth. So I'm going to get a bit into detail and hopefully nobody gets lost. Don't worry. If you get lost, Google is always there to help you. And you can also reach out to me at the end of this. I will provide you with some way to reach out to me. So in terms of climate change, right? We all know that climate change comes about when carbon gases such as carbon dioxide are let out into the atmosphere. And this buildup actually has an effect on our ocean as well. You can imagine the atmospheric carbon can find its way into the ocean and acts as a sink for carbon dioxide. But what happens when there is too much carbon dioxide within the ocean and so on and so forth is that you have ocean acidification. And the reason why this is something that we should look into is because it affects our coral reefs and so on. So when we have ocean acidification, of course, this is going to affect the pH that the ocean has, and our coral reefs are, if you don't know what coral reefs are, they are basically like SpongeBob's, but they're, I'm sure you've seen them along your coastal lines in some areas in the US. They're these hard structures, and they are home to a diversity of oceanic organisms. So what happens when ocean acidification comes into place is that it ends up bleaching these coral reefs, and with carbon inside the ocean, minerals such as calcium react with the carbon, and our coral reefs aren't able to regenerate and grow, so they end up dying because of that. So that's a basic example of how simple atmospheric carbon can actually affect the coral reefs and its inhabitants that live there.
Okay, great. So thank you for that explanation. Now you have a special guest on that wants to go into detail as well concerning climate change. Are you there? Are you there, special guest?
Of course, I am here.
So Nadia did, go ahead.
No, let me hear you. I'm listening.
Yes, I wanted you to just introduce yourself again and then share with us your take on climate change.
Okay, so everyone listening, pleasant greetings to you. I am Nadia, as introduced before, and I'm a special guest here tonight with my friend, Ms. Richards. And right now, as we speak of climate change, I just want to give my input on this topic. So as we all know that climate change is a very significant thing in today's world, but it's not recognized by many. And the basic reason for this is not that it's not dominant or anything of that sort, but it's just the lack of knowledge that is present among us in this world. So many people carry out acts daily and they don't exactly know what they're doing and how they are harming themselves and the world at large. So what I'd like to touch on is basically the ways in combating climate change. And I do believe that the first thing that a person can do and the first measure that a person can take to make this world a better place and reduce climate change is educating himself or herself, and then go on to educate the world, because climate change is a thing right now, and it's pretty important to us because it's affecting many lives. And many people think that because they're not experiencing droughts or hurricanes or extreme temperatures, they're not affected by climate change. But the truth is that no part of this world is spared, because let's take continents, for example. In South America, we may be having intense heat waves here, but in America, in North America, they may be having storms and hurricanes. So every part and every region of this world is affected in some way or the other, whatever it's minute or whatever it's just large, you know? So we should educate ourselves first and then put our voice out there. And to mitigate this, there are many things that we can do. We can practice stuff like zero waste. And for those of you who don't know what zero waste is, it's a very important concept to learn. And I think it will create a great impact if millions of us do this. And it's this simple concept of just practicing a sustainable lifestyle. You basically use 5 R's, which is the pivotal center of this, which are reduce, rot, reuse, recycle, and what did I say? Did I say reduce?
Mm-hmm. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Refuse and rot. Refuse is the other one. Yeah, so we just practice those and we could actually do a lot. And there is this famous saying that says, we don't need one person doing zero waste perfectly. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly. And I absolutely love that quote. If you let it sink in, you'll realize how touchy it is. So
that is so true.
Yeah.
I think that is especially true, considering that we do have countries collaborating and coming together and realizing global warming isn't something that's just exclusive of one another, where we have to deal with it on our own, but they come together and make treaties to ensure that countries are following policies of low carbon emissions and so on and so on and so forth. So that's definitely a good point you made, Nadia. Thank you.
Wow. Well, you've heard it here live. Honestly, as you ladies talk so eloquently about climate change, and often, you know, one may not even recognize or be aware of or conscious that they are contributing to, like Nadia said, waste. You know, she mentioned that, and I'm thinking, wow, how often do we look at what we're doing long before, you know, the days are not gone with recycling and compartmentalizing things. And as you speak on waste, I'm thinking that's like a word that we all, I mean, I know here, I would say that I do. I'm not conscious of it. But now just to hear some of the things that you are saying, I have to be more cautious of how I am getting rid of certain things. You know, I need to go back to recycling things, making it easier for recycling on the recycling days that we have here in America. I need to be more conscious of that as a result of what it can result to in the future. Whose lives am I saving?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And the thing is, Americans are so innovative with what they can do and how they can do things, but yet majority are being limited to how they can use things and so on and so forth. Instead of throwing away, probably you find a glass mm-hmm. bottle. Okay, excuse me. You probably broke a glass bottle and you're like looking at this glass and you're probably like oh well, or a glass cup or a glass anything, and like oh well, I'm gonna throw this away. But I'm telling you that out there in the world right now is somebody actually taking those glasses and making necklaces out of them. It is so crazy, and people will buy into it. People think it's so beautiful and innovative and decorative. I It's just hard to waste. You just need time to sit down and think how you can recreate or reuse something. There isn't need to waste as much as we do.
Right. So what have been some of your struggles in introducing climate change to others? What have been, you know, or if you've had any struggles?
I think one of my biggest struggles is having to help people understand how deep of an impact it is and how it requires us to not be selfish. You need to be selfless at all times in the current conditions and society that we're in. Being selfish is optimal for yourself, and if it's optimal for yourself, then it should be optimal for anybody, but that's not true. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm trying to say, but I hope that you do, because it's something that really affects me, how people walk about and do things without thinking, how is this going to affect the person next to me, and so on and so forth. We walk and we ignore things. That's another problem I had, trying to teach people that if we're going to tackle climate change, it requires you to have empathy, compassion, and civility towards the things and people around you. It's not just about yourself. You need to come outside of the box of thinking, I want to buy this and that for myself. I need space for myself all the time, 24/7. There's a limit to things in order for us to coexist and share the resources that we have. So that's been a major challenge, because definitely everybody, it's one man for himself and gone for us all. That's always been the motto for everybody. And it's sometimes sad, sometimes very touching and sad, because it doesn't have to be that way.
Wow, I love that. And I so get it. I think the listeners would get it too, because now we have to be mindful of what we do with our trash and where we're drinking our water from. How, you know, we just have to be mindful of a lot of things. Who's coughing in our environment? We talked about the cow coughing and pooping and how he's leaving toxic out from both directions. So we just have to be mindful of our environment. That's basically what we're talking about here when we are raising awareness for climate change. You have to definitely be mindful of, you know, I think about when I'm driving now, I'm just thinking, oh, what about the fumes that are coming from that car that's ahead of me? And I remember reading in your chapter, you talked about the crops, how droughts comes about. And you talked about, you know, how people go into poverty and what is climate change? How does it, what the results of it? After something happens, there's an end result to you when something happens and you are in the midst of a change. And I also wanted to ask you, ladies, Nadia, did you want to chime in on that? What challenges you encountered as you were trying to go about in introducing climate change?
Oh, sure. So I think one of the biggest challenges that this has imposed on me is the ability to make people understand the dangers of climate change and the effects of it, the after effects of it. Because when I remember one time, this is a little story now, but one time I went to the shop and I saw this woman, she was on the road, she was like just casually walking near, like walking out her pet or something like that, and she just drank from this bottle straight away and just left it on the road, like right like that. And when I tried to educate her a bit in topic, she was like a bit ignorant, though it might not exactly be related to this, but what the point that I'm getting here is that people are ignorant of what's going on in today's world. And I think the actual cause of this is the lack of knowledge that people have. They have very limited knowledge, especially as it relates to climate change. And whenever you try to to correct them or try to, you know, make them a bit educated. They're pretty ignorant of the facts. And I think these are the people especially that contribute vastly to climate change.
Wow, that is so true. You definitely answered my next question. This is not just climate change is not just, it doesn't just affect the United States. It's like a global issue, a global problem. It's global.
It's a global crisis.
Yes, a global crisis. I love that.
That's a beautiful one at that fact, to be very honest. A very beautiful crisis. And the reason why... the reason why I say it's a beautiful crisis is that it's working in a way to regulate itself. It's creating this chaos to bring back stability. You did chemistry, Nadia, right? When they talked about, I think it was entropy or some law of thermodynamics, one of the laws.
The second law, the second law of thermodynamics.
Yes. What does it say again?
Entropy always increases.
No, I'm not sure it's not that one.
Or is it the law of conservation of energy? Energy is neither created nor destroyed. Is it the first law?
Girl, I don't think so, but it relates, it's something in there in thermodynamics relates to it in what's being, I think it's all three of them.
Yes. So when we post this, you guys could quote those laws along with your postings of this show so we can get that information out, because as I sit here and listen to the both of you go very deep into the history and the knowledge of climate change, it makes me right now want to think about the type of detergent I'm using for my laundry, doing the kitchen, you know, just everything. Well,
that's a great thing. That's actually good.
Yes, being mindful of everything that affects climate change, you know, the type of gas I'm putting in my car, the type of, or even the type of gas I'm placing in my motorcycle. You know, I have to be mindful of all of these things now, and making sure when I walk my dog that I take his poop and destroy it properly. You know, don't just throw it in the trash can. Make sure you're placing it in a trash can that it can be properly recycled. So this has been very educational. And like I said to our listeners, this is that show that will educate anyone. This show is definitely designed to allow one to overcome different battles by being strong and courageous. And like Nadia says, I think it was Nadia that said this, climate change is a crisis, global crisis. And it's and it can be beautiful. My sister said it can be, I call her sister, she may be my daughter before. It can be beautiful. So these are the things that we want to be mindful of, remembering these things. Honestly, this is such an amazing topic, and I can't wait for listeners to read the book. You have to get this book, Creating Change for a Better Tomorrow. It starts today, not tomorrow. Indeed. It starts today. Climate change.
Sister.
Yes, climate change started yesterday. We're just bringing it out. We're putting more emphasis on it today because of our children that will be here tomorrow.
I love that.
Yes, yes. So are there some last comments that you ladies would like to give concerning climate change or how listeners can get in touch with you? I love the fact that you definitely advocate Blessed Girls, how one can get connected with Blessed Girls to order this book.
Yes, definitely. If you would like to contact me, I am available on Facebook and Instagram, although I am taking a 1-year social media break, but that's fine. I will definitely reach out to you. You can find me on Instagram as Anatha Richards and on Facebook as Landra Anatha Richards. And also, I do have an email. It's LandraRichards@yahoo.com. As soon as you find me on Facebook, you will definitely be able to type out my name and my email. So parting words, this is for the people that want to get into climate change and studying biodiversity and so on and so forth. I know that science isn't an easy subject to take on, but the fact that you are challenging yourself to do this, I applaud you. Do not give up, no matter how hard it is. Do not give up on yourself and your capabilities. As long as you believe in yourself, you are able to do it all. You're able to make a change, and that is what we need in this world. So continue pressing on, continue advocating for what you believe in, no matter how much people may belittle your thoughts and opinions. You continue. You'll meet those people along the way. You continue.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Betty Speaks, for having us. It was an absolute honor to be here on your podcast, and I'm hoping that people will definitely part here with more knowledge than they came on here and listen. Nadia, would you like to say anything else, add on? I know you're smart.
Okay, so to close this off, I really must say that it was an absolute pleasure being here today on this podcast, knowing that I have the potential to make a difference when someone listens to this. And if there is anything that I can tell you, is that you just need to believe in yourself and stand up for what you believe in, stand up for the truth. Because I was once that girl who was also ignorant of, you know, how the world works and life and its lessons and all that, until I became an experienced person. So true. What I'd like to tell you is that now that you have listened to this, and you may think that it's not that important, or, you know, that someday, okay, I'll start tomorrow. No, you should just allow yourself to let it sink in and give yourself the time and give yourself that confidence to believe that you can do anything you set your mind to, and you can battle anything. So I remember once also that I hated trees. I didn't like anything to do with trees, especially when I first started college. And it was only recently that I developed this love for trees, and now I can't. I end up taking up pics with trees, and I end up reading about trees and all other stuff. And this is how I also ended up being here on this podcast tonight, because I eventually realized that climate change and trees are so related, and I know that my life is also involved here, and not just my life, but our planet and the world. So for that sake, I became so a lover of trees now, and I'm here. That's how I'm here today. So I want to tell you that you can do anything, and just believe. You shouldn't be ignorant of the truth. Just know and have your knowledge and let it sink in.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Thank you, ladies. I still don't like trees.
What?
You're so right about trees. It has such a positive impact on climate change. Honestly, it does. I'm with trees for reptile reasons. You know, I don't like to be underneath a tree and next thing you know, a snake or something is crawling out of it. That's what happens here in South Carolina. But I just want the listeners to know you've been listening to nothing but amazing Stone Cold truth about climate change right here. And I want you to stay tuned for this podcasting. Remember, she said follow her, like, love, and love her. And if you want any additional information about climate change, reach out to them. Go to Bless Girls page. When you get the link, they will be posting it on the Bless Girls social media pages, on their personal pages. Check them out. definitely get the book. It's on Amazon again. That book is Creating Change for a Better Tomorrow. It starts today. And it's all about the four C's: civility, community, creativity, and guess what? Climate change. That's a top subject. I mean, I've learned so much just by being here today, starting before the ladies came on board. So remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. My girl says she didn't like trees. She overcame that. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in every Wednesday to Overcoming Battles. You know, this is the month of September, the month to remember. So we want to thank you, honestly, for remembering those things that happened over 20 years ago here mm-hmm. in the United States and that affected the world. But definitely that, too, had a negative effect on climate change. So my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I love you'll be hearing again back from these ladies, but I thank you again for tuning in.
Bye.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. Kaboom.